February 5, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. Are you ready to be offered? Yea, and if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. Philippians 2:17. Are you willing to be offered for the work of the faithful? To pour out your lifeblood as a libation on the sacrifice of the faith of others? Or do you say, I am not going to be offered up just yet. I do not want God to choose my words, my work. I want to choose the scenery of my own sacrifice. I want to have the right kind of people watching and saying, well done. It is one thing to go on the lonely way with dignified heroism. But quite another thing, if the line mapped out for you by God means being a doormat under other people's feet. Suppose God wants to teach you to say, I know how to be abased. Are you ready to be offered up like that? Are you ready to be not so much as a drop in a bucket? To be so hopelessly insignificant that you are never thought of again in connection with the life you served? Are you willing to spend and be spent? Not seeking to be ministered unto, but to minister. Some saints cannot do menial work and remain saints because it is beneath their dignity. That's the end of Oswald's text. Throughout our lives, we seek recognition, affirmation, significance, many other things. We're looking for a sense of self-worth. And when we come to Christ, we want to serve God along that line, and we want to maintain some semblance of affirmation and some semblance of recognition in the course of our serving God. And yet this is the very essence of the thing that causes division in relationship, when I must receive some credit for some affirming word or some recognition for something I've done. The truly selfless giver, the truly selfless individual who performs acts of random kindness purely for the love of God or purely for the love of the person being served with no thought for themselves, is the one who is truly living a Christ-like life. Christ never tried to draw attention to himself. Christ never did things in order to be affirmed or recognized, and was often telling those whom he healed to go quietly and offer themselves to the priest so they could be restored to temple worship, but not to mention his name. Yet the very opposite seems to be true in human circles, even in Christian human circles. For once we've received Christ, we are more than delighted to serve God, but we're still looking over our shoulder or out the corner of our eye to see who's watching. When one receives Jesus Christ, the opportunity is presented to develop an affection and an intimacy with Christ that will cause us to desire nothing but to please Jesus. When we are so possessed in our love relationship for Jesus, that our desire is to do anything and everything and only those things that please him, he will be glorified and we will be blessed. But we don't need affirmation, because we will be delighted just to know that we have been able to do something to please the one we love.